Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The stress of life can get us down. Pressures and trials can drain our joy. But the Word of God is a great resource that can help us focus on the answers to our dilemmas and help us pray effectively. Today, lessons on praying biblically. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. In this, the fifth of six messages, our focus is on how the Word of God helps us pray.
In Gethsemane, Jesus said to the disciples, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." And of course, when he said that, he included women in that statement as well. But the point is, I think that what Jesus was trying to say is that either you are going to pray or you're going to faint. It's one or the other. And that's why he emphasized prayer. He himself modeled prayer for us, went out and spent the night in prayer. A number of times it says that in the Gospels. What was Jesus doing there? Was he just repeating himself? What is prayer really all about? A number of years ago, there was a conference with 17,000 evangelicals. Now, if you attend a conference, you're probably a little bit more committed than some other folks who maybe didn't. And a survey was done, how long they spent in prayer. Well, would you believe that according to the survey, the average Christian spends 5 minutes in prayer a day? You say, well, thank God pastors aren't average. By no means. They spend a lot more time in prayer. Of course, we go to heaven every evening, return in the morning. Yeah, pastors at the conference did 40% better. They were 7 minutes a day. Why don't we pray? Well, let me give you some reasons. We could blame it on the devil, and he certainly has responsibility for a great deal of it, but that's not the whole of it. The simple fact is that one of the reasons is because we don't feel like it. You know, the book of James says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you, but we're not sure if we want to draw near to God because there are so many issues. There are sins, there are anxieties, and so we want to keep God at arm's length, and so we kind of stay away, and we never really get a burden for prayer because God doesn't share his burden just with anyone. He shares his burden to those who really are serious, who draw near. So we don't feel like it, and we're into a feel generation. Second reason, I'm sure, is because I'm going to be very blunt here. Prayer can be very boring. That's why many people don't go to prayer meetings. They think that the prayer meeting here at Moody Church is the same as they grew up with, which could be a very boring prayer meeting. Thankfully, it isn't, but people think that. And the reason is because prayer, you say the same thing about the same old people, the same old circumstances. How many times can you just say, now bless so-and-so, bless so-and-so? I mean, come on. Just put it on a record and let God hear it and go do something else. It's boring. A third reason is because it's one-way communication. I mean, here we are, we're talking to an invisible God, and he isn't necessarily talking back to us. At least we sure can't hear him. I remember many, many years ago, I was sitting on a couch with a man, an older man, to whom I was trying to explain the niceties of the relationship between Satan and God in Job chapter 1, because he had a view that I thought was wrong, and so I thought God was leading me to help him understand the way more perfectly. As I was talking, he began to nod off. And when he drifted into a light snore, I quit talking. You know, here we are. We come to God. God, do this, do this. And we want to, you to take care of this, take care of our children, keep us from danger, the whole thing. And, well, I suppose he's listening, but we're not hearing back. There could be another reason, and that is we've lost the meaning of prayer. We think that prayer is indeed God's way of us getting things from him, not understanding that that's only a small part, the larger part, and that's what Jesus was doing out in the mountain all night, is fellowship with the Almighty. What if we had a way to pray? Now, you're here today, and many others are listening either by internet or radio or other means. You're listening to this by divine appointment. I believe that. What if there were a way to pray that would have variety? You never pray the same old thing in the same old way again. What if you had a way to pray like that? What if you had a way to pray in which God's agenda becomes important, and in a sense he does talk to us, and furthermore our own spirits are refreshed and satisfied, and we leave satisfied with God. And so we look forward to prayer. We say, wow, this is a special time. You know, God is a very important person. Not to put too fine a point on it, most assuredly. And just to think, I get to connect with him this morning. Imagine prayer like that. I believe that there is prayer like that as we are changed by the Word of God. Last week's message was on the topic of meditation. Today, we're going to combine meditation and prayer. In effect, what we're going to do is to pray Scripture and learn to pray Scripture and make that a consistent habit. And there are hundreds of you listening to me today whose lives, whose prayer life will be changed forever because of this message. I believe that. And the reason I do is because one day, perhaps almost 20 years ago, down in Florida, I was speaking and another man came for a seminar, and I decided to see what he had to say. So I sat in the back and he gave a lecture on praying Scripture, and it was transforming. Transforming. Some of the ideas I'm sharing with you came from that lecture. And it can change you too. If you have a heart hunger for God, this is the message for which you've been waiting. So let's begin at the basic level. If we're going to pray Scripture, the best way to do it initially, and it's easiest, it's the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, is to pray the prayers of Scripture. And by that I mean both Old and New Testament. You know, as you look through the Old Testament, I mean, why not pray the prayer of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 when he said in his distress, having to meet Esau the next day, and he wrestled with a man who turned out to be God, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Have you ever been that desperate? That's a great prayer to pray. God brought Jacob to that point because God wanted to hear that from Jacob, that ultimately, I will not let you go. God loves desperate people who pray. And you remember Jacob received his blessing with a limp, because God loves to weaken us so that we don't trust in ourselves. But what a prayer to pray. I'm thinking of Moses in chapter 33 of the book of Exodus. I mean, Moses is up on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights with God. You'd think he'd say, you know, I've had enough of God. It's time to move on to other things. Moses, show me thy glory. I still don't have enough of you. And God allows him to be hidden in a rock, and the Lord comes, and he can see at least a glimpse of God's glory. And you know what happens? How much time later? Many, many centuries later. Maybe 12, 13, 14 centuries later. I forgot to do the math. He's there on the Mount of Transfiguration. And what is he doing? He's seeing more of the glory of God. He still hasn't enough. pray that prayer of Moses. We won't be hidden in a rock. We won't see a vision. But isn't it important that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the glory of God? There is nothing else that matters. God, at Moody Church, in my life, in my family, show me your glory. That's a prayer to pray. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I don't know how to pray for missionaries. What are their needs? I am going to solve that problem for you forever. If you ever wonder what you should pray for the pastoral staff, for me, and I thank God for the hundreds of people who pray for me. And sometimes you don't know. I don't know exactly what Pastor Lutzer needs today. Well, I'll tell you exactly what he needs. You never have to worry about it again. He needs a prayer like this. For this reason, because if I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, I do not cease to give thanks for you, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, here we are, a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having your eyes enlightened that you might know what is the hope to which God has called you and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints and the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. And it goes on to talk about the sovereignty of Jesus who is above all things. Every single day, I need that. Missionaries need that. You open your Bible and you go to Ephesians chapter 1. Don't do it now because this is a different kind of message. We're going to be in a lot of different passages. But what you do is you pray scripture. And when you pray that prayer, you don't have to end it by saying, if it be thy will. This is the will of God. You are praying the mind of God. This is Pastor Lutzer. You know, my friend, we frequently say, those of us who are pastors, we are prone to say, now this message is critical. And I'm sure that I've said that many times about many different messages. But I need to tell you, the message you have just begun to hear is critical. When you begin to pray scripture, you begin to pray in faith. You pray something different every day. It's not just the same old thing being said in the same old way. It's not just saying, God bless my grandchildren or God bless this person. You begin to pray God's truth. And what you'll discover is that your prayer life will come alive. I hope that you take time to listen to these messages, invite your friends, call them, tell them to listen. And of course, these messages can be yours. It's so important to listen to them again and again so that we understand God's truth and how to meditate, how to pray scripture, so that our lives will indeed be transformed by God's word. It may take some practice. It may take some discipline. But believe me, it will be worth it, because at last we'll find the fulfillment in our prayers that we have always desired. It is through God's Word.
Erwin Lutzer, introducing The Word of God Helps Us Pray, the fifth message in a series on being changed by the Word. Moses said, I beseech thee, O Lord, show me thy glory. Next time, more on how the Word of God helps us experience that glory. This six-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.